The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brother George. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your aid, so we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence until, by your call, we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
First reading is from Romans, the 14th chapter. St. Paul writes, "We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be both Lord of the living and the dead." Here ends the reading. Psalm today is Psalm 23, and we'll read it together in unison. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here ends the psalm. Our second reading is from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Here ends the reading.
We stand as you are able. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." Here ends the gospel reading. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are gathered here today to give thanks for the abundant life of George Howard Lindler and the promise of the resurrection to eternal life through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may know George as a beloved family member, the youngest of 13 children of Edward Lee and Ella Carey Lindler.
and the devoted husband to Maria for over 60 years. He was affectionately known as Pop to his three sons, four grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. What you may not know is that George grew up on a farm, graduated from Chapin High School in 1950, and played on Chapin's very first high school football team. God blessed George with numerous vocations. He was a gifted automobile mechanic and was employed by Oliver Motor Company after graduating from high school. He would later teach each of his sons how to fix cars. In May of 53, George entered active duty in the U.S. Army, beginning with boot camp at Fort Jackson. After being assigned to the Cook Barracks in Göppingen, is that right?
Göppingen.
Yep. Germany, George met his beloved and beautiful wife, Maria. They were married in June of 1956. George wound up serving in the Army for 20 years. His assignments included Fort Carson in Colorado Springs, where Howard was born, and Fort Benning in Georgia, where Glenn was born. Pop took off to Korea for his first assignment without his family when Howard was 2 years old and Glenn was 6 months old. Maria held down the fort. The family was blessed to be assigned back to Germany in June of 61. This pleased Maria to be near her family again. Howard and Glenn started school there in Germany while Pop spent most of his time away on maneuvers. God gifted George with his dream assignment in June of 64 to teach ROTC at Memphis City High School. And 3 years and 3 months later, Pop departed for Vietnam. Meanwhile, his family moved back to Columbia, and Uncle Arthur started building their Chapin house. In November of 68, George was wounded in combat while he was on patrol. He was awarded a Purple Heart. After several weeks in a hospital in Japan, Pop was assigned to Fort Jackson until he recovered from his wounds. The Chapin House was completed in June of 68. A mere 2 months later, in August of 68, Pop moved the family to Fort McClellan in Alabama. Ronnie was born in July of 69, son number three, and like his brothers, was born on an army base. Pop was deployed to Korea for a second time, 6 weeks after Ronnie was born. And meanwhile, the family moved back to Chapin. In December of 70, Pop got assigned to Fort Jackson again. This new assignment involved very early mornings and late nights. Pop was promoted to his final rank, E8, First Sergeant. In June of 73, Pop retired with an honorable discharge after 20 years of service. Whew. Howard once asked his Pop, "Why the Army?" His response was, "They had bathrooms, toilets, and showers, and I liked the food." Richard Lindler landed Pop his first post-military job at the Highway Department, where Pop worked for 6 years. Robert Lindler helped George get a job at the U.S. Post Office facility in Columbia. The job was able to hold Pop's interest. He was a parts clerk in the Vehicle Maintenance Department, and he stayed there for 15 years and retired in February of 95. Looking back, George was a handyman. He loved fixing things, especially automotive stuff. No job was too big, and he could always come up with a makeshift solution. As I've mentioned before, George taught all three sons about automotive repair. He loved old cars, especially his 65 Mustang, which Glenn now owns, thereby keeping it in the family. George attended lots of Clemson football games before, during, and after his sons graduated. He proudly wore that orange. He would often be seen with his Clemson orange gear at the veterans' nursing home. Pop always planted a garden, but he was kind of stingy with the watering because he didn't want the well to run dry. Pop enjoyed his grandchildren, especially when the tractor got cranked up. They loved riding in it and being pulled around in a wagon. The riding lawnmower was a hit, too. The blow-up pool and water hose usually came out on the hot days, and the kids loved being with their Pop and his outdoor activities. One of Pop's biggest priorities in life was to have his sons go to college and get their degrees. Both Pop and Maria saved every dime and made lots of sacrifices to make it happen, and it did. George was a very devoted husband and was married to Maria for over 60 years when she passed. During his stay at the veterans' nursing home, he would ask about her, concerned for her well-being, and worrying about her all the time. He missed Maria the most. Pop was a baptized and confirmed member of St. Thomas Lutheran Church, and he rarely missed a Sunday service. He enjoyed being an usher or a greeter, and he served on council for a couple years. The St. Thomas Community of Faith helped support Pop's family through all their ups and downs, their joys and sorrows. And speaking of sorrows, I was saddened to hear of George's death early Wednesday morning. Today we're gathered to honor and celebrate Pop's life and continue to mourn his passing. We can take comfort in his faith in Jesus Christ as he lived out his baptismal calling. We thank God for Pop's many blessings, including the gift of faith and this community in which his faith could be nurtured. Through the holy waters of his baptism, George was joined to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul writes in the 6th chapter of Romans, and part of our liturgy today, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." And therein lies the hope and the promise of seeing Pop and our departed loved ones again. We can picture George having a new resurrected body standing strong and in awe around the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, as we think of Pop, many memories and images come to mind. These memories bring us pleasure and happiness because we cared about him. He meant something to us, and our memories tell us that. He left a mark on our lives with his strength, toughness, and ability to overcome adversity. Today we come together in grief, but also in hope, because our Lord Jesus promises that death is not the end, but the beginning of something new. In the reading from Revelation that Zach read, Chapter 21, the writer tells us, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." These words of hope shine especially bright when we think about George's final 4 years of life. Dementia and decline can be painful to watch. The strong man who once wore the uniform with pride, who gave 2 decades of discipline and dedication to his country, gradually became weaker and more vulnerable. And yet, even in those fragile years, he was still God's beloved child. His identity was never in question because it was sealed in baptism and in Christ's promise, "See, I am making all things new." For the soldier, service is a calling. For George, 20 years in the Army showed courage, perseverance, and commitment. He knew what it was to walk with brothers and sisters in arms, to serve a cause greater than himself, to bear sacrifice for the sake of others. And now we see that his earthly service points us to a greater reality, that in Christ the battle is won, not by our strength, but by his victory on the cross. In hospice, we often speak about comfort, dignity, and peace at the end of life. But for Christians, that peace goes even deeper. It's not only the easing of pain, it's the promise of resurrection. Even as dementia may have clouded Pop's memories, God never forgot him. Even as his words and strength faded, God's word remained sure: I will be your God, and you will be my child. So today, as we commend Pop into God's eternal care, we remember his service, his love for family, his courage, and his faith. We also claim the promise that what is broken will be healed, and what is lost will be restored, and what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. To all of you who loved him, his family, friends, his fellow soldiers, hold fast to this hope. The same Lord who welcomed George home will one day wipe away every tear from your eyes as well. Until then, may Christ's peace guard your hearts, and may his promise sustain you. Amen.